But like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here again today. Just trusting you'd pray. You'd pray for us for just a little bit. You don't read with us this morning. We're going to read some out of the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. 18th chapter, book of Genesis. It's very familiar scripture, we know, but just pray for us. Try to get ourselves out of the way. I'm going to start with the first verse, 18th chapter, book of Genesis. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. They said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? He said, Behold, in the tent. He said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. And that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50. Which wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. He said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 18th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Wonderful chapter. A lot of things in this that, there's a lot of good things, and there's some things the Lord didn't leave anything to guess about from Abraham. He gave Abraham that of which was on his heart and that to do. We know the first thing, and I want you to think for just a little bit with us this morning, may have just a little bit of a strange message in some way when it's pertaining to this scripture, but I want you to think about the appearing of the Lord. The Bible says here, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And the Lord appeared unto him. Abraham. The Bible says that these men, and they were three of them, the scripture teaches us that two of these men, after they left of Abraham, they went down toward Sodom. And the Lord was left there with Abraham, and Abraham pleaded with the Lord. The scripture teaches us that they had come because of two things. Number one, that they was going to let Sarah know and Abraham know that they is going to have a child. I believe one of them was 99 and the other one was 90 years old. And Sarah laughed, the Bible says, I read in your hearing. She laughed in the tent's door because she knows she is old and she knows she has done past the time of bearing for that of women. But the Bible said, and the Lord appeared unto him in Mamre. The Lord appeared unto him. I want to ask you a question this morning. You may think it very strange, and you may think that the Lord don't appear anymore, but I'm here to tell you he does. We serve a living God, not a dead God. We serve a God, my friend, that is above all other gods. There's not one brethren like him. There's not one, my friend, in this world that can take the place of him. Brethren, he is God, and besides him, there is none other today. Not a one. Brethren, and I'm talking about the same God that appeared unto Abraham. The very same one. The very same one. And the Lord appeared unto him. When is the last time that the Lord appeared unto you? Think about that. Think about it. On your journey, Abraham, brethren, was on a journey. But you know the scripture. You know that Abraham believed God, my friend. You go back and you'll find over there in Machpelah that stood before that of Mamre was a place that Abraham built an altar and cried out to God. Don't think that God's forgot you today. Don't think, my friend, that God can't deliver you today. Brethren, don't think that God can't talk to you today, because he can and he will. Brethren, if you'll open your heart this morning, glory, thanks be to God, he can appear unto you today. Yes, he can. And the Lord appeared unto him, Abraham. He appeared unto him. Brethren, I'd hate to know that I lived in a day that God had forgotten me. Wouldn't you? I'd hate to know this morning, brethren, that God had forsaken me. Wouldn't you? Think about it. Brethren, it's in him that we live and move and have our being from day to day. Yes, it is. And the Lord appeared unto him. You say, Brazier, I don't like God talking to me. You know, a lot of folks are like it was in Ahab's day. Oh, Jehoshaphat asked Ahab, he said, is there not a man of God that we can speak to? And Ahab said, yes, there's one, but thank God he has nothing good to ever say about me. Must have known him, mustn't he? Huh? And the Lord appeared unto him. Brethren, the Lord will appear to you. Do you know that? The Lord will talk to you. You can talk to him. He'll talk to you. Brethren, he'll appear unto you along your journey. Yes, he will. I wonder if anybody's listening. We sang a song sometimes that I'll be somewhere a-listening. Somewhere a-listening for the Lord. Huh? Listening. Brethren, I don't know. Thank God how you make it without hearing from God every now and again. And the Lord appeared. Preacher, that must have been talking about in bodily form. Well, it was in this case. It most certainly was. Hadn't you ever had the Lord to appear unto you? Hadn't you ever had the Lord, my friend, to tell you? They sang a song years ago. Don't hear it much anymore. Said if you just move over a little bit, I'll help you carry your load. Have you ever had the Lord to say, just move over. Thank God I'll help you carry your load. Woo! He'll help you this morning. He will appear unto his today. Yes, he will. I ain't on this journey alone. No, sir. Not on this journey alone. Brother, no Ethiopian eunuch. I'm just going to mind the Lord. There's something to the Lord appearing. The Lord appearing on the scene. I don't know what it takes to get your attention. We had that of Nebuchadnezzar in our Sunday school this morning. I'll tell you one thing. God knows what it'll take. He knows what it'll take. He knows how, brethren, to get your attention. Not just that, but to show you that he is God and without him there's not another. Even in this day, brethren, I appreciate when God appears, don't you? I appreciate when the Lord comes on the scene. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham. The old Ethiopian eunuch had been up to Jerusalem. He is in charge of that of Candace, the queen's, had everything, brethren, that she had. He was in charge of her. And he had been up to Jerusalem. And I believe with all my heart, while he is at Jerusalem, brethren, he heard something. Something got his attention. Yes, sir. The Bible said when he left there to go back home, brethren, he is down there and he got to reading in the book. And he read that part over there, my friend, about he was led as a sheep dumb before his shears. And the Bible says that Philip was over there, and some of them said he's in revival. I'll tell you, the Lord appeared unto Philip and he said, you go down yonder to Gaza, a desert place. Brethren, he took Philip and he sent him down there to Gaza. My friend, and he found one little Ethiopian eunuch. Think about it. Glory to God. The Bible said that he is a reading. He must have been reading out loud. Brother Philip talked to him. He said, understandest what thou readest? He said, how can I except some man show me? The Bible says that old Philip just climbed up in the chariot with him. Think about it. Brethren, took at the same scripture and preached to him, Jesus, my friend. And he believed. Did he not? Bible said, as they was going along little there, he said, here's water, what doth hinder me? Brother, old Philip took him down in the water and baptized him. Thank God, and he went on his way. Listen, God will appear unto you. Yes, he will. You may not be, my friend, looking for him. You may not be listening for him. You may be in a place, my friend, to where you never have heard the voice of God. I don't know your situation. Preacher, what do you mean? There's a young boy took to the temple because his mother had vowed or made an oath, if the Lord give her a male child, that she'd give him back to her. Brethren, when Samuel got old enough to wean, the Bible says that she brought him to the house of God, to the man of God, and she left him there in the house of God. One night he laid his head down, my friend, and somebody said, Samuel. Scripture says he run to Eli and he said, what, Lord? No, Eli said, I didn't call you. Go lay back down. Brethren, you can believe what you want to, but brethren, the first time the Lord speaks, I believe you'll hear. You may not recognize everything, but brethren, you'll know that he has appeared unto you. He won't stop, thank God, until you recognize, hear me, that it is him. Think about it. Brethren, the Bible says that he laid back down and heard the voice again, Samuel. He run to Eli and he said, what, Lord? Eli said, I called you not. He said, just go lay back down. He laid back down and he heard the voice again say, Samuel, Samuel. Bible says that he run to Eli. He said, I know that thou callest for me. And Eli perceived that the Lord was talking to Samuel. I'm going to tell you folks this morning, whether you're young or whether you're old, it's a precious thing for the Lord to talk to you. Yes, it is. It's a precious thing. Have you ever had a warning from God? Lo, Samuel, let me finish with Samuel. Samuel went, Eli told him, said, you go lay back down. Said, when he calls you, said, you just tell him, speak, Lord. For the servant heareth. Yeah. He did, my friend, and God began to speak to him. God began to tell him some things. I've had people, brethren, to talk about that the Lord appeared unto them and he told them to do this and he told them to do that and wondered what I thought about it. Brethren, it ain't what I think about it. When God appears unto you, thank God, just get willing to do what he says this morning. You know the most miserable place you can live is in disobedience. Disobedience. Disobeying God. God on your trail, my friend, and you don't want him there. You'd rather be going this way instead of this way. But I got news for you. God's got better things in store for you. You don't think God blessed Abraham? He blessed Abraham because Abraham believed him today. Read it. See if he didn't. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Yes, sir. Imputed. Believe him. Preacher, it's 2022. Believe him. We've got the same God. The very same one. Brethren, he blessed Abraham. He blessed faithful Abraham. Did you hear that? Faithful Abraham. God blessed him because he done that God asked him to do. And he moved when the Lord told him to move. Yeah, think about it. He appeared. Brethren, in Samuel, the Bible says that the Lord had told Samuel, Eli talked to him the next morning and he said, show me all that the Lord has spoke unto thee. He said, if you don't tell me all of it, he said, it'll come and be upon you. And Samuel told him. A good portion, my friend, of what God told Samuel, my friend, was about Eli and the situation. The Bible says that Samuel did let none of his words fall to the ground. And he was established a prophet in the land. Think about it. Preacher, we've got enough preachers and we've got enough this and we've got enough that. I got news for you. They ain't a one of them can do your part. Those of you that's here in the Sunday school, my friend, talking, brethren, about just one little bit. Just one ingredient. Just one ingredient. Brethren, left out of the recipe. Brethren, makes a difference about how the recipe turns out. Yes, it does. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, you study it out and see if it don't. There's things, brethren, that people allow in their life. Brethren, just one little ingredient, brethren, that blows their whole life apart. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Brethren, God wants to help his people. Do you know that? God loves his people. It's just like the members that you have on your body. It takes all of them, my friend, to be complete. Do you know that? It takes 5 toes on each foot. It takes 5 fingers on each hand. Yes, it does. It takes an arm, a limb, my friend, on each side to hold a hand. Think about it. It takes the legs to hold the foot. Brethren, it's all put together. And it ain't worth nothing without the head today. You know why so many lives are in ruin today? The right head ain't in charge. Yes, sir, and I ain't talking about the man. I'm talking about him that's above the man. Yes, sir. Think about it. Think about it. Men, there's a lot of responsibility put on a man. Do you know that? I venture to say, just looking out this morning, we've got a good group of men, but I'll guarantee you the women outnumber the men. I'll guarantee you this morning. Brethren, the man is supposed to be the head of the household. Brethren, and it ought to be that God appears unto the man today. You say, preacher, you ain't going to get no amens over that. I got news for you. If some of them wasn't just so sorry, my friend, we'd be in better shape today. Our nation would be in better shape. Like me, dislike me. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, there's some times that we just need to pull up the old bootstraps, as they say, and just chug along. Thank God we're going to make it by the help of God. Yes, we are. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham. We'll turn around in the days of Adam and Eve and we'll say, yeah, but it was the woman. That's what Adam said. But I'm going to go right back to what I just said. Who did the Lord talk to? He talked to Adam. Did he not? Adam? Adam? Where art thou, Adam? Where art thou, Adam? Joe? Joe, where art thou? Brethren, look and see just exactly where you at today. I heard a person say not long ago that the women was the downfall of America, but that's wrong. That's wrong as a day is long. My friend, it's the men. You say, preacher, you're just going to get run off. Well, you can just run me. Throw rocks at me. Stone me. It ain't going to make no difference, folks. Brethren, we need to get a hold of God in such a manner that we don't never let him go. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We need some Abrahams. Don't we? Don't we need some men, my friend, with some backbone? Yes, sir. Thank God we need some men that'll stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Thank God he saved you today. There's not salvation in any other. There's none that can save you. There's no other name among men whereby we must be saved except at the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you're on the wrong page this morning. I got news for you. I got news for you, my friend. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham. You want God to appear unto thee? The Bible said he was standing in the tent's door in the heat of the day. And he turned and he looked, Robert, and he saw three. Three men are coming. Glory to God, folks. God ain't no farther away. Brother, that what you're looking this morning. No, he's not. He hadn't disappeared. No, he hadn't. He hadn't run away from us. Think about it. Preacher, you down on women this morning? Well, you, your message is just going to have to hold. I got one for the man today. You think about it. You think about it. Brethren, read the book. See what God's word says, brethren, about the situation today. We're living in a time, my friend, when it was just like in the days of Moses. Brethren, Moses sent 12 men out there to spy, and there's 10 of them come back with an evil report. Was they not? 10 of them. Brethren, we can't make it. 10 of them. Brethren, that's what the people believed. Yes, sir. Preacher, I'm not going to be the one or two. Why ain't you? Why ain't you? Why are we not going to be the one or the two? That'll stand. Well, preacher, it's too hard. That'll stand. When God says, stand, brethren, all the world, all the people against you, brethren, just stand in the strength of the Lord. Can I tell you something? Brethren, this, you go in the book, Zechariah, I believe it is. Brethren, he talked to Zerubbabel, and he said, not by strength and not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Brethren, God's still the king. Jesus is still on the throne. Yes, sir. He still wants to save. Brethren, I don't know what our problem is, but thank God God's in the saving business. Yes, he is. He's in the making salvation. Brethren, forgiveness for you and me. Preacher, you mad at us today. Not a bit. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham. He appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre. Think about it. Listen. There's no way under God's heaven, my friend, that me and you can make it without Him. Without Him. Old Robbie sings a song. There ain't nobody sang like it. What would I do without Jesus? What would I do without Him? Huh? You've heard Him sing it. What would I do without Him? It comes down to the end of your journey. You're going to need some help. Do you know that? You're going to need somebody that can sustain you. Yes, sir. You're going to need some help. Brother, when death knocks on that door, I'll guarantee you, you're going to need some help this morning. Amen. I've got an uncle, only one left. He's been sick, been in the hospital, not doing real well. He told me one day, standing in the funeral home, I believe we was at the funeral of his brothers. There's two or three of us standing there. He come up and we got talking about some things. He said, I don't have to worry too much. He said, Randy's just going to preach me right into heaven. Just smirked a little bit. And I told him, I said, Alfred, I said, it don't work that way. It don't work that way, folks. You're not going to make it, my friend, because you've done a lot of good deeds. No, you're not. You're not going to make it, my friend, because you got a lot of stars that people thinks a lot of you. You hear me? You're not going to make it that way. You'll make it one way only, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When that blood's applied to your heart, your soul, your life, thank God you'll be one of His. But until it is, you're not one of His. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham. Samuel was the man. He is the prophet. Brethren, and he was the prophet that he was because that he believed in God. You believe in God this morning? Where's your heart? Where's your life? Where's your life? Think about it. Where's your dwellings? These things, brethren, I got news for you. These things, my friend, that will not satisfy the soul. It'll satisfy the flesh, but it will not satisfy the soul. And there are folks just running and running and running toward it. I had a man that worked for us that had cancer. And it brought him to the place, my friend, of death. It brought him to the place of death. And he sent word. He said, "You tell Randy I need to talk to him." Listen, folks. Life was going out of him. It wasn't coming in. You hear me? He is like a man grasping for that last breath. Yeah, he could talk very little. You could understand very little. Brethren, we prayed with him and I talked with him. And he made a remark and he said, "I know things will be all right because you've prayed." I told him, I said, "It ain't because I prayed." I said, "You ain't gonna make it." I said, "It'll be a fact that you prayed." I said, "You want God to help you?" And he'd shake that head. And I said, "You're gonna have to pray. You're gonna have to humble yourself before God, and God will give you the answer." Now, I was told by one of his kids that he made it right the next day. He didn't that day, but the next day. And you know what? One day after that, he's gone. 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 You say, "Preacher, that seems awful sudden." I got news for you. It can be quicker than that. You can be here now and be gone in just a few. You can feel just as good as anybody else in this house. Yes, sir. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm going to ask you something. I asked you in the beginning, I'm going to ask you again. When's the last time the Lord appeared unto you? Appeared unto you. When's the last time the Lord talked to you? Had a conversation with Him. Think about it. Preacher, you can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. God loves to talk to His people. Yes, He does. He loves to hear from His people. Yes, He does. Think about it. Just think about it as a mother and a dad and the children that you got. Don't you like to hear from them? Don't you? Don't you like to see them every now and again? Don't you like to hear that voice on the other end? It don't take much. That Dodie, she'll call, Kathy, and she'll talk to Kathy her whole way home from work. And I never do have to ask her who's on the other side. Never do have to ask her who's she talking to. You know why? Because I heard her voice. Huh? I heard her voice. It means something to me. Do you know that? You don't think it means something to the Lord for you to call Him? Yeah. Call on Him. Brother, just tell Him you want to talk to Him. It'll mean something to you. It will. It'll mean something to you. And the Lord appeared unto him. Now, Abraham didn't laugh about the situation, but Sarah did. And she even told the men, said, I didn't laugh. And they said, oh yeah, you did. But concerning the proper time, you're going to have a son. You're going to have a son. Think about it. She was 90 years old. She was going to have a son. Brethren, that was good news. That was good news. That was the first news that they brought to Abraham. And the other news wasn't so good. Lord, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? I know that you won't destroy the righteous with the wicked. That's what he told him. He said, what peradventure they be 50. Y'all know the scripture. Peradventure they be 50. He said, for 50 sakes, I'll not destroy that city. Y'all know what he said. 45, 40, 30, 20. He got the rock bottom, didn't he? Don't be angry, Lord, but if they just be 10. And the Lord was very, very compassionate. And he said, yea, for 10's sake. Come get a verse of song. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something this morning? Brethren, the Lord can appear unto you and tell you what's down the road. He may not tell you when. He might not show you exactly the time. But brethren, if he appears unto you and he talks to you about something, you can mark it down. It will come. It will come. I've heard mothers and daddies, I've heard preachers preach, and they're done dead and gone. And a lot of their prayers was answered after they was gone. After they was gone. They didn't get to see it. But you know what they left here? They left here, thank God, with the confidence that God's going to answer it. I believe that with all my heart. I do. You need to think, brethren, that a saint's prayers is just going to be forgotten. You need to think. You might say, preacher, and you might be in a situation, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I cannot tell you the outcome of everything. I can't do it. I can't tell you, brethren, for 100% sure, unless the Lord has just showed me. Or told me. Brethren, I can't tell you that everything's going to work out just right for you. It'll be good for you, but you might think that it's not right. Preacher, what about that? Yeah, what about that? These folks that's lived angry with the Lord, you know that? These folks that's lived angry with the Lord. Angry. Can I tell you something? Did not Elijah, this was right after God had blessed him and fire came right down out of heaven, licked up all the water, answered by fire because he is the only God. Right after that, brethren, a few days' journey, and Elijah sat down under an old oak tree over there. And he was jealous. He told the Lord, he said, I'm jealous for you. He is angry. He is angry for the Lord. He said, I am left alone. And said, Jezebel sent out a decree that she's going to have my head cut off. Huh? Yeah. You know what? Jezebel never did lay a hand on him. Never did. Elijah also prayed that day too. He said, I prayed I just die. That I just die. Lord took him. Lord took him that day. I don't know your circumstance this morning. I really don't. I don't know when the last time the Lord's ever spoke to you or appeared unto you. Or he may never have appeared unto you. But you can mark it down, folks. Somewhere, he gonna get your attention. And you will answer. You will answer. You'll answer the call. You go to the book of Proverbs, first chapter. Just read it. I could probably preach on and on this morning, but I don't feel it necessary. But I will say this. I can't help but to believe that the Lord has spoken to somebody this morning. And it's going to be up to you. You're fixing to make a choice. You're fixing to choose to carry on just like you've been going. Or you'll give it to him. And I tell you something. He can fix it. He can fix it. But he can't fix it as long as you're taking care of it. You're going to have to give it to him. And Abraham was on his journey. And in the midst of his journey, the Lord appeared unto him. Abraham, 99-year-old, he had been on the journey a while. God was pleased with Abraham. Do you know that? He is pleased with him. Let us stand.